Here's a question essential to human existence. What is culture? Research shows our definition of culture has radically expanded in the last decade, and museums are trying to adapt. WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia explains.
I'm standing outside the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston on a recent Saturday night. It's about 9 p.m., and a huge line of mostly young people snakes around three blocks. There's loudspeakers playing hip-hop outside, and the entrance flashes with multicolored lights. For a second, I'm a bit disoriented. Is this the MFA, or are people waiting in line to get into a trendy nightclub? 25-year-old Neftali Deshore from Roxbury waits in line for 45 minutes to get in.
I lived here for years, and I've never been to MFA. Yeah, I was actually really shocked. I was like, why have I never been here?
Inside, the main lobby transforms into a dance party with a DJ. Artist Takashi Murakami's emoji flowers light up the walls. There are tacos, banh mi sandwiches, and booze. Different corridors bring a new experience. Walk a few feet and you'll encounter indie R&B singer Hassan Barclay performing in a see-through fishnet shirt. A little further, you'll run into drag queens taking in the MC Escher exhibit as a violinist plays in the background. In short, the MFA is bumpin' tonight.
It's an awesome party, but it's an awesome party that could only happen in an art museum.
That's Katie Getchell, Chief Brand Officer and Deputy Director at the MFA. She says this party reflects the evolving tastes of cultural audiences who often expect a multi-sensory experience.
They can see performing art, they can look at visual art, they can eat great food, they can drink, they can dance, so they can make art. It's kind of like a feast of all the things we offer all year round.
Museums like the MFA know that the definition of culture in the U.S. has drastically changed in less than a decade. The latest findings from CultureTrack, one of the largest surveys of cultural audiences in the U.S., shows Americans no longer care to distinguish between what was once high and low culture. These categories are obsolete because people want cultural experiences that feel relevant. And that could be Drake and Diego Velázquez, Beyoncé and Bach.
I think that people come out and they want to have an experience that surprises them and where they can be opened up to something new.
That's Ria Vedro, Director of Community Engagement for the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Vedro and I are chatting at a recent event called Garden Party at the Gardner. There's a DJ in the courtyard who's hooked up sensors to plants and is playing sounds based on their movements. Inside, people craft hanging planters for succulents or walk around sipping wine. Just like the MFA's late nights, I meet several people who had never visited the Gardner until now. A lot of them are people of color, like Susan Howard.
I live in Roxbury, and it never would have occurred to me to come here until the first third Thursday that I came to, which had a really diverse group of activities, whether it was fashion show, music.
With shifting demographics and a competitive cultural landscape, museums know their future partially depends on cultivating a loyal, diverse audience of young people. Back at the MFA, the museum's deputy director tells me that because of events like the late night, the MFA has sold 600 trial memberships. 61% of those who signed up for these half-year memberships are under 45 years old. Among the museum's general membership, only 11% of people are under 45.
We communicated with them with a different voice, at a different cadence. The proof will be in how many of them become members after the fact.
As I leave the MFA, passing revelers, drag performers, rappers, among one of the most respected art collections in the world, I think about how radical this scene would have been in another time. Now, culture has democratized. From Cardi B to Caravaggio, it doesn't matter, as long as it feels relevant. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.